That's right. You read the title correctly. This episode is all about Song of the South. For those interested in watching this film, I left a link below in my blog post about this movie. So if you wanted to go and check it out, definitely do so. I will be talking now about Song of the South. Song of the South came out in 1946 and focuses on a young boy named Johnny who moves to his grandmother's plantation with his mother. He becomes friends with Uncle Remus, who tells many tales about Br'er Rabbit. This movie was banned by Disney many years ago due to it being racist. However, it needs to be known that this movie takes place during the Reconstruction era, a period of American history after the end of the American Civil War and the abolition of slavery. Song of the South is the 11th Disney movie the company has made, and where the song Zippity Doodah is featured. The movie starts out with Johnny and his parents, Sally and John Sr., riding along to Johnny's grandmother's plantation to live with her and his mother. Johnny is very upset about this because he won't be able to be with his dad, which makes sense. He's a 7-year-old boy. When his dad leaves him and his mother behind, he decides he's going to run away to be with his dad because that's going to work. This is where he meets Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus begins to become the father figure of this movie since Johnny's actual dad isn't there. He tells him a tale about Br'er Rabbit, and miraculously, this causes Johnny to no longer want to leave. The first story about Br'er Rabbit was about, well, Br'er Rabbit wanting to leave his Br'er patch for some reason. He sets off on his journey and gets caught in Br'er Fox's trap. While Br'er Fox is running over to cook and eat Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Rabbit sees Br'er Bear and tricks him into switching places. This somehow works, and Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear get into a fight, allowing for Br'er Rabbit to run back to his patch. That is the story that changed Johnny's mind. Johnny's new friend Toby finds him at Uncle Remus's house and brings him back home. Of course, Sally was worried about him because she's a mom and knows nothing about this plantation. The next day, Johnny is walking around and meets Ginny and her brothers, who begin to resemble Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear throughout the film. Ginny gives Johnny a dog to keep, but Sally doesn't want the dog, so she made Johnny return it. Except Johnny is 7 and wants the dog, so he asks Uncle Remus to keep the dog without Sally knowing. After not that much debate, Uncle Remus takes the dog. Uncle Remus then tells Johnny and his friends another Br'er Rabbit tale. This one is about how Br'er Rabbit got stuck in tar due to the fact that he fell for the trap that Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear hatched. This was to create a tar baby that will eventually get Br'er Rabbit in a sticky situation. I'm hilarious, and here's why. While Br'er Rabbit was walking along the way, he said hello to this tar baby, only for it to not say hi back. Br'er Rabbit got mad about it because everyone says hi to Br'er Rabbit, and he gets into a fight. He punches it and kicks it until eventually he's all stuck in the tar. He manages to get out by tricking Br'er Fox and Br'er Bear into thinking he doesn't want to get thrown into the Br'er Patch. You can skin me or burn me, but please do not throw me in the Br'er Patch. What does Br'er Fox do? Idiot. Throws him in the Br'er Patch. Br'er Rabbit survives once again. Johnny uses this tactic on Ginny's brothers, who want to steal Johnny's dog back. Johnny tricks them into telling their mom about the dog, and they get a whooping from her. They get mad and tell Sally about the dog. This was the mistake. Once Sally found out, Sally told Uncle Remus to give the dog back and to not tell Johnny any more stories. What a loser. It is now Johnny's birthday. Yay, 8 years old. He's having a big party and he wants Dad and Ginny to be there. He goes to pick up Ginny because they're in love or whatever, and she's looking so cute in her little dress. But of course, her brothers have to ruin it because they push her in mud and basically ruin the whole day. Their mom is like the worst mom, like teach your kids how to act. She's crying, as she should, but Johnny tries to cheer her up by telling her a Br'er Rabbit story. He isn't that great at telling stories, so Ginny just cries even more. However, Uncle Remus is here to save the day and disregards what Sally asked and tells them another story anyway, as he should. This story is about Br'er Rabbit and his laughing place. So the story starts off with Br'er Rabbit trapped at Br'er Fox's house, I guess, and he's about to get cooked. However, as always, he comes up with a plan to save his life. Basically, he just starts dying of laughter, confusing Br'er Bear and Br'er Fox. Br'er Rabbit tells them he went to his laughing place, and Br'er Bear wants to know where his is. So Br'er Rabbit takes them to a tree where there's a beehive and tells them that the tree is where Br'er Bear's laughing place is. Him and Br'er Fox get chased by bees, and Br'er Rabbit is once again free. This story makes Ginny feel better, and her and Johnny go to find their laughing place. Sally finds them and tells them that they missed the whole party, only to find out that Uncle Remus told them another story. She gets mad because he went against her wishes and tells Uncle Remus that she doesn't want him around Johnny ever again. Like I said before, she's a loser. Uncle Remus is so upset about this that he decides to move away. Johnny finds out and runs after him, only to get hit by a bull that was in an open field. Johnny gets some sort of concussion and is laying in bed when he discovers that his dad had come back and Uncle Remus too. Uncle Remus tells him about Br'er Rabbit's story, and John Sr. decides that he is going to stay with his son and wife. Ginny, Toby, and Johnny, along with Johnny's returned dog, all skip away into the sunset with Br'er Rabbit and Uncle Remus. The end. While this story was a bit on the racist side, as all the black characters, including the animated characters, Br'er Fox, Br'er Rabbit, and Br'er Bear, had stereotypical African-American Southern accents, along with Sally and her mother having African-American servants, the movie still had a good message. It mainly focused on family and didn't have much to do with what was going on in American history during that time. I think this would be a good learning experience for some people. This way we can learn about our past, but I also understand why it was banned and how it might affect some viewers. All in all, the lesson I learned from this film, if you're Br'er Rabbit, you can get out of anything, including death.